What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with a new episode of the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, and we have a bizarre episode for you all today. A lot of socio-economical race issues going on in the world to coincide with Gamescom, so we're going to cover a little bit of everything. We're talking about Ferguson, Missouri. We're talking about the passing of the legendary Robin Williams, as well as a lot of video game news coming out of Germany this year. But first, if you haven't already, please, 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 I'm a grown man begging, go to twitter.com, follow us, at Video Game Bang, to stay up to date with the crew, contribute to the conversation. We want to know what you guys think of the show. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, we're on SoundCloud, of course, as well as the Zune Marketplace. So we really appreciate all of the love that we've received from the listeners thus far and going forward. But just stick around because we have a great episode this week. Aaron Carter is here. Alexander Baggs is here. Noel Beltran returns to the show. All that, much, much more on this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to a new and improved episode of Video Game Bang. I am your host, Corey Vincent, and I want to thank you for joining us. I don't do that enough. I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my cold, dead heart. And also here on the show, if you listened before, you will know this man's voice. He is the yin to my yang, Aaron Carter.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
If we were members of the Expendables, he would be...
I am so itching to hear this one.
You would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What? No.
What's wrong with that? He's the Terminator.
He's terminated. That's what he is. I would not be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He would be Antonio Banderas returning to the program.
Wow.
Alexander Baggs.
Wow. I thought you were going to
go. Gotcha good.
I was not expecting that one right there.
I have never seen the Expendables.
No?
No. I played Expendabros.
So you should know all about it.
You shoot stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
I think, honestly, you'd be the Chuck Norris of the group. I'll give you that one.
I will accept that with great dignity.
The legend.
Much like the legendary Chuck Norris.
The true Antonio?
Antonio.
Antonio Banderas. Returning to the show for fourth or fifth time, Noel Beltran. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you? And how the hell is he Chuck? Well, I see
the beard.
Yeah, I'm about to say the beard.
How am I Chuck Norris? Really?
That is, yeah.
That's
come
it.
On. Yeah.
I also about roundhouse kick.
Do you?
A lot.
Do you really?
90% of my day is
road,
spent
roundhouse. Kick. Everybody.
Roundhouse kicking.
Is that how you drive?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I steer.
And I am your host, Sylvester Stallone.
Wow. Yeah, you wish.
Come on.
You're more like Longren.
He is as hard.
You're more like Longren.
This is my house.
Yeah, that's why you're more like Longren.
Dolph?
Dolphy.
There goes the... So, we are in a chaotic world.
Chaotic world?
I would actually go so far as to say it's a chaotic world. Where apparently in Missouri, is that what we determined
Ferguson.
It was? Ferguson, Missouri, cops can just kill black people.
Yep.
But our first episode was about cops killing black people.
Was it?
Yeah, our first episode was about the Zimmerman trial.
That wasn't a cop that killed a black person. That was just a regular...
I thought he was a cop.
No.
He was not a cop.
He was a regular guy.
Oh, he was a neighborhood watch. Which is like a cop.
He was a nosy neighbor.
That was his defense.
Yeah.
He was a nosy neighbor.
He was a racist joik.
So, there's a lot going on there, and our hearts go out to those people. It's very disappointing, kind of scary. I can't imagine being in that situation.
Definitely.
If I give any, as the black member of the cast... if I give any advice, my people in Missouri, please do not riot. Do not escalate anymore. Right. I know they are.
They already torched the gas station.
Do not.
That was after they were occupied, basically.
Don't feed into the stereotypes that they already give us. Let's just...
Well, I mean, but at the same time, to be honest, people got to find they find a way an outlet for the anger that's going on.
Because there's two different types.
I mean, yes, of course, there's always people.
There's only two.
There's black people, and then there's the N words. I'm sorry, I don't.
Whoa! This is gonna be on the internet.
Yeah, I know. Chris Rock said it best. If you want to go and watch it, he has the best explanations. N-words always messing stuff up with black people. That's exactly what that is. And don't get me wrong, N-words come in every color.
Yeah, the Mexicans got it too.
Yeah, every color. It doesn't matter. There's no, you know.
We just got white trash.
That's still
N-word. Which is the worst of the worst of all.
That's still.
Oh, but, it is the worst.
Because
that's
why
they're so angry.
You can be upset. I mean, what happened is very terrible. I mean, this is like the second time in like, what, 3 months?
It's too recent.
It's so bad. So they have reason to be upset. I understand that. But there are other ways that we can, you know,
the only thing I can hope for is, because it sounds like we're at least approaching, if not at a tipping point of news and saturation of information about something like this. I'm just hoping people, because if you're surrounded by it long enough and like you keep seeing the actual horrors of it, you'll eventually realize, like, maybe I do need to be better about things. Maybe I do need to take a look at myself and figure out what is actually wrong with this.
Well, Aaron knows. I don't know if you guys heard that. I mean, I've dealt with that the last 2 months personally.
You've been shot by the cops?
No. my cousin was killed 2 months ago by the cops. Yeah, by the cops, yeah.
Wow. You
dead serious right now?
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we grew up with him.
Yeah.
Wow, what happened? Is it, well,
I mean, to be honest, it sucks that it happened, but it was his fault, I'll admit. I mean, it sucks that I have to admit it, but it was his fault. But, I mean, at the same time, it could have been handled differently by the cops, in my opinion.
There was a thing that I saw, too, just where somebody explained, they were like, the difference between black and white people, not to, like, you know, is a black person approached by the cops usually gets shot and killed, while a white gunman that's yards away from the White House gets talked to for 10 minutes and then shot in the leg. Mm. And they're like, that's the basic difference right there. So, I mean... I mean, I'm not, it's very difficult because if I was a police officer, I understand, you know, where they're coming from. Their life's in danger 24/7. There are some situations that are just like unforgivable. The way they shot the guy, you know, he was unarmed and stuff like that.
They literally treat white people different though. Like, there's no idea of like, well, you know, like your life's on the line all the time. Well, if it's all the time, then it's all the time. Even if it's the white dude over there that they've actually found statistically have more contraband on their person. Like, if they actually stopped white people and actually searched them correctly, they would find more contraband and actually get it off the streets, which is what they say they're doing, right?
You heard it here first, everybody. Stop and search white people. You'll find all type of contraband.
Search me. Like in Arizona. We're taking a really weird turn.
We are. First,
but why not?
Video games.
Grand Theft Auto.
I want to be 100% sure. Like, the whole week, I've been so focused on GamesCon and the video game news. Like, this whole Missouri thing completely passed me by.
I've been the exact opposite.
And I think a lot of people probably listen to this are in the same boat of being more on the video game side of it when there's really stuff going on.
Yeah, I know. It's,
there's an actual open world your outside eyes, of video
the
games.
Problem is, and I know a lot of people get upset with me, I don't watch the news too much because it's 90% downer
I don't,
stuff.
I don't
right,
watch the news.
And that's the thing is sometimes it's oversaturated with it's, things that don't sometimes. Necessarily matter as much. Well, no, okay. Sometimes. So it is always oversaturated with things that don't matter as much. But there's also people were complaining that Robin Williams, rest in peace,
is garnering way too much attention.
That's actually overshadowing what's happening in person. And it's like, why? I mean, I get depression's bad or whatever, and people are sad and will kill themselves. But that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually seen, like, friends that... I mean, there's suicide happens every day. And I know it sucks that that's how he chose to go out. But apparently everybody's taking this as a chance to show up with suicide hotlines here and here and here and there.
It's good that it opens a dialogue.
They're using it for the right thing, I guess. But still, I mean, it's way too much for a guy who made a decision. He made some great movies. I mean, he's an icon, comedy legend and everything, but...
Well, they've done studies that show comedians are actually some of the most, like, depressed and sad people.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
I mean, they spend their whole lives...
Thing, you know, it's like the depressed clown.
They spend their whole lives to please other people.
Exactly.
And
just... But it's not actually them. it's the clown. So if someone doesn't like the clown, they're like, whatever, that's not me. But if they actually like the clown, they'll keep me around longer, and then that they're never the clown, they're never the person that they're actually liked, you know. It's
unfortunate, but at the same time, this is, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world,
and that's why we play video games.
That's why we play
EEIO. Actually, I was gonna say EA's MMA. Just signed Christy Mack to a 2-year deal.
Wow. Yeah, let's talk about that one too. A lot of stuff going on. We haven't even gone through the intro. Oh, we went through the intros. We're of course presented to you, the listener, by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? We've been pretty active with a lot of updates on GamesCon right now over there. An article I wrote, if you want to check it out, it's doing quite well. It was about Tomb Raider being announced as an Xbox exclusive, and why I think it was a good idea.
Why am I not surprised you defended that?
You know,
the super Microsoft
fanboy. You know,
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Another article that I wrote today is about Christy Mack, the porn actress, getting her ass kicked.
First of all, she's a human first. Let's remember that.
Christy Mack,
Christy
the female.
Mack, the human.
Let's not call Christy Mack porn star.
The human.
Like she's just...
Well, I mean...
Like that's all she is.
She's more than that.
That's what she's
more
for.
Than that.
We've seen
Alex,
more.
Obviously, a major fan of this woman.
I'm a huge fan of her body.
She,
of work.
Of work.
She was dating a psychopath MMA fighter, a former UFC fighter, Bellator competitor. He was abusive in the past. Well, he
had assault charges, didn't he?
Yeah, he had assault charges. He was a porn star himself.
Really?
Yeah, he started doing it after he got out of jail.
That makes about sense. Or while he was in jail.
I'm sure he made some in jail.
I think he was practicing there.
Gross.
Well, he beat the hell out of her. And, you know, I was telling the guys before, this isn't quite the news I would cover, and I don't think it's really in Nerd Reactor's realm. But he went on the run. There's a big social media out. Cry going on, but then Dog the Bounty Hunter got involved, and I said, this is news.
Yeah.
This has to be covered.
As soon as Dog gets involved, it's everywhere, isn't it?
I'd never rooted for Dog the Bounty Hunter before. Like, when I watched Dog the Bounty Hunter,
You've
I hope he
never
loses.
Rooted.
Really? Yeah.
When he runs in his boots? You never rooted for that?
He calls in his family?
They clog in? Yeah. How do you not root for that?
I want him to lose every episode. I want the guy to get away and punch him in the face.
Like, wow.
I don't know. He's annoying to me. He's a caricature.
Even when he dropped the N-bomb, I was rooting for him.
That's true love.
I was like, go. Go, Dog.
But now he's getting in on this. He's challenging him. He said, you have 24 hours to turn yourself in, or the dog's coming after
the
you.
Dog's
did he put it on
you.
YouTube?
No, not YouTube. Sorry, Twitter. Sorry.
I want to see that
Twitter.
Now.
Yeah, I want to see like a serious monologue.
You said his name was War Machine, right?
Yeah.
He has a War Machine toy and just throws it on the ground.
Oh,
this will be you.
Versus War Machine.
The War Machine is going to wreck.
He's
the crap out of Dog.
But Dog even said, like, I don't know if he's just using this for publicity or if he's actually doing something about it. But, and the main thing's even weird. There's a bounty on this guy, of course, because Dog's involved.
How much are we talking?
$20,000.
I mean,
that's
it? It started as 10. Now, this is where it gets even crazier. It started at 10. The police were like $10,000 for this man's reward, or to bring this guy in. And Corey Harrison from the Pawn Stars, of all people, is like, I will double it.
He's in Vegas, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably why.
That's
it's
where
his
he's
town.
From.
It's his
yeah,
city.
It's his
yeah.
town.
Don't hide in my city.
So we have.
Man, yeah. This is going to be like Vegas Justice.
Somebody's going to find him in the desert.
Oh,
then,
that's what it seems
dude's
like.
Be dead.
It's a weird clash.
Wait, is the bounty dead or alive?
I think I'm pretty sure it's alive. I'm almost positive.
You sure?
You get half off if it's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get the 10 if it's dead.
I would love to be a bounty hunter, because then as soon as I find him, I'm like, I have no idea what to do now.
I got him.
Bear mace.
I found him. What do I do? I don't know.
Bear mace, dude. Bear mace.
I didn't bring any weapons.
Take a train gun.
How do you MMA bear mace?
You don't.
You
just put it on a triangle hold.
So this whole thing spun out of control. So we covered it. Check out the full article. Where there's a copy of Miss Mack's full statement, which is so bizarre. Like, it got brutal. He broke in there, beat the hell out of the guy that was there, sent him packing. He didn't call the cops.
He didn't leave? I mean, he left?
Yeah, he left. Didn't call the police.
We need to bounty hunt that guy.
I know.
No.
Yes.
You get out and then you call the cops.
He didn't call the cops.
Well, I know. He did that wrong.
So then bounty hunted.
He beat the hell out of her. Used like a knife to cut her up a little bit.
Wow.
Wanted to, like, made her undress and take a shower in front of him.
When did Victor Zsasz become a real life
Tried
person?
To rape her, and she was like, he couldn't get hard and got pissed off and, like, went to the other room. And then she made her big escape. It was.
Wait, so she escaped?
No, she escaped.
He didn't like.
He was going. She said that he. She really feels he was going to kill her.
Was he high?
I can.
Roid rage. That's what that sounds like.
Roid rage.
That's really what it sounds like.
Maybe he was crisping wine.
Wow. Too soon.
That's too soon, that's, bro.
Oh, come on.
That's too soon.
You put her in a crossface chicken wing?
Wow.
Wow.
Crippler crossface. Sorry.
You don't bring up the crippler crossface, man.
Wow. So,
video game?
That sounds like...
Oh, damn! Don't you just hate when that happens? Oh, man. What's playing? Always comes through.
What's right? What else playing? What are you playing?
If I have to put it into post.
Yeah,
because
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, because I'm not hearing.
Oh, that seems like the appropriate amount of time. So we can get back into what's your plan. That totally happened. The music was there. It was not added in post-production. I was just kidding. Aaron Carter, what are you playing, sir?
Minecraft, of course. Pixelmon, of course. It's ruining my life.
I listened to you guys on that Skype call.
It is ruining my life. I found another server, of course. So
is
started.
It good? Do I got to get on this?
No, it's the one that that you found with the Technic Pack.
Okay, so
it's
the
same thing. You know, we're just starting it all over again. I don't know, man. It's I'm gonna have to wing myself off the junk.
We need to get some better games going out, and we'll talk about some better games.
Yeah, definitely, pretty soon.
So, Noel Beltran, you've been gone for a few weeks. What have you been playing, sir?
Same thing I've been playing, except for Resident Evil 4. Now has been added to the list. I picked it up during Capcom sale and freaking loved the game when I was younger, so why not?
Cool.
Been playing the living shit out of that.
And Alexander.
Downloaded the Ultra Street Fighter 4 update on PC recently, and I kind of tooled around with some of the characters, but I didn't really do much.
Initial thoughts?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it, but I'm very bad at it. I am exceptionally bad at it.
I heard it was glitchy as shit, though.
It's not that bad. The glitchiness isn't that bad because I think it'll smooth it out with patches as well. But I can't do a clean quarter circle forward input anymore, which makes me really, really,
really
sad.
What are you using?
Arcade stick.
Oh, wow.
I'm sloppy. Well, the gamepad's, it's just a thumb motion. The other one's a wrist motion.
True.
Also, I play Marvel, which is a little more forgiving on inputs, just a little more. Street Fighter's pretty exacting, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But
they got a lot to live up to.
Yeah. Big time.
What are you on, Corey?
My games have all been of the mobile persuasion.
Mobile.
Yeah,
casual.
I've been cashing it up. I've been playing, of course, Super Stickman Golf 2. But I've been playing one of those annoying, I don't think it's on Facebook, but it's called Battle Camp. It's like a mix of Pokemon and Candy Crush.
What?
Yeah, it's really weird. Battle
Why would you
camp.
Do that to yourself?
Because I love Pokemon, and I went through a Candy Crush phase. But I did actually spend some money on one, and I got
on a mobile game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay. A good friend of the show, Kyle McGuire, got me a gift card for... wow, that was my phone. Got me a gift card for the Google Play Store.
Mm.
So I've been
using that's right.
So I got Guardians of the Galaxy, the Universal Weapon.
Wait, is that the Guardian of the Galaxy game?
Yeah.
That's on there?
Yeah.
I heard it's actually pretty freaking good.
And the best part about it
no
is...
No in-app purchases.
Yes!
No what?
No in-app purchases. It's straight up... Was it $5?
No, $2.
$2.
Nice. Even better.
It's $2, full game, no in-app purchases.
They don't hassle you. They're not like, oh, you can only play for 8 minutes unless you spend $5.
What's the type of game?
It is like you got your screen.
Yeah.
You're controlling four characters at the same time. And then
do you like drag them to do stuff
you drag
and like
them
powers
to attack,
and things?
And they have special power ups, upgradable weapons and stuff.
It's like a grid based fighting game, or
no?
It's kind of like a beat 'em up.
It's like a side scroller beat 'em up, except your control is like a touch control thing. Mm. Yeah,
okay.
It looked pretty cool for a little mobile game. Honestly,
25 unlockable characters.
It actually has a lot of
now
content.
I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, it's all characters deep cuts too. These are deep cuts from the Guardians of the Galaxy universe.
I'm buying it right now.
Yondu.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
nice.
In it. Huh. I said deep cuts.
Deep cuts. Cosmo the Space Dog.
He is like your guide through the whole thing.
Oh, Cosmo the little space side like, guy that comes in and psychically in.
Yeah,
talks.
Yeah,
oh.
He's like kind of okay. Your leader.
Can we do spoilers of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
The movie that's in it? Yeah, Gondo already spoiled that part for me, but the dog with the little cameo.
The after.
Oh, no. Don't do that for me.
No. Don't do it.
No. Don't do that.
Before
we do move on from what you're playing, Underinspired just tweeted saying they're playing Hotline Miami.
Ooh, Underinspired. Well done, guys.
If you didn't know, I'm live tweeting the show right now as we talk. Underinspired is throwing out questions, too, so I'll sprinkle those into the show.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Our friends awesome. Over at Underinspired Gaming.
Also, yeah. I want to throw in, I've been trying out the...
Not too late. That's not how the game works. Can't
wow,
go back.
Screw you, bastard.
I'll allow it.
I've been trying out the multiplayer for StarCraft 2. One of the hardest things I've ever freaking played.
Oh, are you diving in?
Yes.
Oh.
Of course, I started the bot trials, and then I started actually going
bless
into
your heart, sir.
Online.
And you're not Asian, so...
I'm not
Korean, I'm going to get destroyed.
So, let's move along to the news. We have a lot going on. GamesCon is going ham up in Germany right now. And the first story we got on the Aaron Carter story list is the Sony GamesCon press conference recap. So, platform news. The upcoming system update introduces game sharing between friends. That was probably the highlight. You probably started with the best thing. I think overall, Can we agree for once that Microsoft beat Sony in this round?
You know who beat them first?
PC.
The PC.
Yeah, you're so predictable.
Apparently.
I thought he was going to say the GameCube.
The GameCube.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool.
Nerd Reactor, I love him to death, full of Sony fanboys. And so I'm the one voice screaming.
The voice of insanity.
I'm the voice of reason, sir.
You're the voice of reason? Wow.
I'm the voice of reason.
Is that what you
you're consider
yourself?
You're the voice of reasons.
And even they were saying Microsoft won.
Wow.
They were saying Microsoft won.
I don't think there's a clear-cut winner yet, though.
How do you
determine who's won? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah, probably.
Here's how. Whatever system I buy. There it is.
The PC?
Ooh.
Oh,
that's what you've been on forever.
Burn!
However, the system update for the the sharing between friends actually seems interesting. This is where one person can own a game and essentially pass the controller to someone else online as if they were sitting next to them. Yeah, they don't have to own the game. And
they announced that in the
insane.
Beginning.
Yeah, they announced it, but now it's...
But now it's a official living, breathing... entity that.
Oh, it's a thing.
Hmm. It's a thing.
Also, among the big announcements, Sony reveals couch co-op shooter in Space We Brawl. Michael Ansel reveals the new studio project. Did you put it in here, Aaron, or did you just...
You clicked the link and you'll be able to see.
I'm not clicking links, bro.
Ew, it's links?
What's wrong with links, everybody?
Give me a virus.
If they're not hot, I don't want links.
Hot links?
hot links.
Until Dawn jumps to the PlayStation 4, Media Molecule reconfigures Tearaway's controls to PlayStation 4. See, I think that was the thing. They gave a lot of time to games that really didn't move my needle, so to speak.
Well, here's a question.
Didn't touch your penis?
This is all from GamesCon, okay? So, a question from Underinspired, because they actually did ask something that ties in. They're saying, are third-party console exclusives still viable in this race? So, is that going to determine... who's, you know, winning?
Third-party console exclusive? Hell yeah. I mean, look at the history of video games.
What are the big ones, though, now? Because all the big games that you are anticipating are both. Destiny. Both. Every damn thing, actually.
I think, really, it's moves like Tomb Raider that are... That's why everyone's so shocked in an uproar.
They only have Tomb Raider on Xbox One and then... What
Halo,
other exclusives?
Halo coming up.
Well, and Halo. And then the only ones I know of right now for PS4 are Bloodborne and the Order.
People are saying, our Underspire goes on to say, is it too dangerous for them to...
Rely on that?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, for a developer to just be like, hey, we want to...
Oh, dangerous for a developer, yes.
Really?
Here we go.
I mean, it's...
Discuss. Thank you, Underspire.
I think it's... Here. I wrote an article. You can read it on nerdreaction.com. about why I thought it was a good move. And first of all, let me say, as a gamer, as a gaming purist, in my heart, I don't like the move.
Your heart of hearts.
In my heart of hearts, so to speak, I think that I wish every game was on every platform and they were all great.
Wow.
But unfortunately...
That's hippie talk, sir.
Unfortunately, it's a business, And I think Microsoft made an amazing move.
Yeah, so there's... Yes, I do like that it's on all platforms because technically more people can play it, right?
Yeah.
But when you go single platform, you choose that you will build a cohesive, all-together community for any game on there. You choose that it's not that you're not going to have to optimize for any other hardware or anything like that. You can make the most gorgeous game possible on that hardware because that's all you have to work with. Mm-hmm. You can end up spending either the same amount of dev time on things, and I feel like you yield a better result, or less dev time, and then you can actually, like, if you're a multi-game studio or whatever, you can do a bunch of different things. I think it is. It's like a safe bet. As long as you pick your console right. But I think it's hard to really lose on a console. You're not going to have a Dreamcast. I feel like Dreamcast isn't going to happen again, you know, where like, oh yeah, Dreamcast, and then it...
Dead. You haven't purchased the Wii U, have you?
There's only...
the Wii what?
It's improving. Exactly. It's improving.
Were you speaking from the point of view of the developer or the actual consumer?
Developers.
From the consumer, you don't really care... If, you know, everybody has Destiny on PS4 if you have an Xbox One or vice versa. But you do care if Tomb Raider is only coming out for that, you know, console over there. And I only have the other console over here. So when it comes to exclusives, and then the main thing that I think, though, is a lot of customers will just buy what their friends have. So you can advertise till you're blue in the face, Microsoft and PS4.
Nah, that's not always true.
I think as soon as the majority of the people that you play with have something, what does he have? What do you have, Noel? Because he's pointing to Noel right now.
I will admit that my decision when buying the Xbox was because everybody I knew had it. But this is one of the instances where I'm actually going PS4, even though everybody's talking about buying an Xbox One.
Jerry was the only one that I know that was very...
outspoken about it.
Yeah, he quickly went and got the PS4.
And to be honest, it's because of the reason we're talking. It's because of one game that really want to buy.
Which one?
Bloodborne. Okay. I'm a big fan of the Souls games, and it's by the director of the Souls games, and they're only making it for PS4. So that's why I'm picking it up.
For now, I believe.
Such a bad name.
I think any of those games are all time sensitive.
Well, they did announce... There was a lot of shiftiness going on. And I want to address one thing on why this was such a big deal. Because games like Bloodborne go single platform, but no one really throws a fit. But...
They don't throw a fit, but they're sad. There's a few out there.
Especially but there was after... outrage.
Especially after the Souls games have expanded to multi-platforms, whenever I'm on Twitch on Dark Souls streams, when people talk about Bloodborne or like when they finally revealed the gameplay trailer for it, there was so many Xbox One people just mad about the fact that they're only making it for PS4 and stuff like that.
But the Tomb Raider thing was in a league of its own. It was huge. It was all over. It was trending Twitter. It was my article got a bunch of views and comments on stuff that. You know, Bloodborne going independent just didn't garner the attention. And one reason was because Lara Croft was on the damn Mount Rushmore of PlayStation back in the day. And you had Crash Bandicoot, you had Parappa the Rapper, and you had Lara Croft.
Parappa the Rapper.
Kick punch.
But now you're taking that, making it Xbox exclusive. That hurts the Sony people a little bit. But I think... The reason they did that, too, is in the statement they released, they want to be the number one action-adventure game and get treated as such.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen with PlayStation.
It's not going to happen with Xbox.
Well, Xbox, Microsoft will treat it that way. They will give them the respect of being the premier action-adventure game on their... Yeah.
They're not going to beat it like the mule horse that has to carry them through?
No, I don't think so. I think when you sign up to go exclusive, you're counting on that company to advertise your game, put it... on the front page of Xbox Marketplace. I mean, you're expecting them to do stuff like that. They weren't going to get that.
Well, they're saying that they will do that.
They will.
You're not, I mean, you're not really expecting. But does that, if you're smart, you're not expecting.
Does
it.
That franchise even hold enough weight?
Tomb Raider?
The last one was so good.
The last one was so good.
Yeah, the last one was amazing if you haven't played it.
The last one.
I understand it was amazing.
The
last one.
But I don't remember it being in the forefront of everything like Last of Us was thrown out there.
No, it didn't. No, but it was, I think if you go back to our December show, the top list, it was in the top five. I mean, and there's people today that'll come up to me, Not even hardcore gamers, casuals at work that'll come up. Did you play Tomb Raider? Tomb Raider is awesome. I can't
wait
for the next
one. It's
one
of the most solid reboots that they've done in a long time.
Yeah, that story was incredible. I freaking loved it when I played it.
I might watch it.
But it is a coup. It's a coup. I will say that. It's a coup. They won on that.
They did proof of concept with that last one.
Then they'll make the last one. Then they'll make this one.
And then another last
one. Yeah, they'll make another last one. It'll be Tomb Raider the last one.
So they proved the concept.
In the last one.
Microsoft probably gave them a buttload of money, and they don't have to compete with Uncharted. That was kind of the thing. I think Sony...
Which is a fair move.
Sony will always put Uncharted, their baby, as number
one. So then you think that was the ultimate goal?
Is it to get two Uncharted? Needs. Yeah. They want
to
be...
To get an Uncharted on their console. Yeah. Like you have Uncharted.
They need something comparable. Yes.
What do they have right now? They have nothing.
What does Microsoft have?
Nothing that fills
Master
that.
Chief? Yeah, Microsoft does have nothing.
I was about to say, Master Chief, he raids tombs, does he not?
But in terms of actual action games, they have nothing.
You have nothing, sir.
You get nothing.
Good day. So that... Do you think that answered? Did we give justice to Underinspired?
I don't know. Let us know, Underinspired. Yeah. Did we give you justice?
That was kind of a safe
point. Street justice?
We have a lot more to talk about with GamesCon, and we still have some minutes, sir, so let's talk about a little bit more of it. DayZ goes to the PlayStation 4.
I was unimpressed.
I was underimpressed with that one.
DayZ is inspired.
DayZ is so sandbox. It's so not...
Are there zombies in the game?
Yeah.
No, there's not. Yeah. I swear to you, it seems like the threat is humans.
Part of the thing is, there's a zombie threat, but... You move past that. That's what it is. That's why I say it's so sandbox, is that it's not really the rules that make it on that one. It's the glitches and the human interaction, which is non-rule oriented.
Sound, because I've never seen like a video of just a huge horde of zombies.
They don't have it because it's so buggy as all hell.
That's so dumb.
It's a really buggy game too. So really part of that is really fun. Like dealing with the bugs.
We're going to be back after these messages with more about GamesCon, more about whatever you want to talk about. Hit us up on Twitter.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to Strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
I don't know who that is.
Childish Gambino. Childish
Gambinus.
Was it from his latest album?
It's from
Because of the Internet.
Because of the Internet.
Yeah,
if
I didn't.
You don't.
I didn't listen to that screenplay.
Wow.
He wrote a screenplay to go
with
it.
I definitely.
And it's one of the things you're supposed to read it to go along with it.
Ooh, you're supposed to read that? No.
It talks about a witch kid, and he really doesn't know why he's so sad.
That's what kind of got me a little.
I hope he doesn't Robin Williams.
Wow, way too soon.
What?
That is super soon.
I'm raising
dude.
Awareness on the program.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a thing. Did you see when he Instagrammed his napkin written stuff where he was talking about, like, I really hate to complain about my problems, but I feel like I'm not doing good enough, but I understand that I'm rich and no one will associate with this and they'll think it's a cash grab.
I saw his Instagram.
Are we all to blame for not watching My Crazy Family?
What the hell is My Crazy Family?
Wasn't that his most recent show?
Who? Childish Gambino?
No, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams clearly is what he's talking about.
Oh, wait, Childish Gambino writing on the napkin.
No, yeah, he wrote on Instagram talking about I'm afraid of...
That's a thing.
And like,
but see, the thing is that I understand that. I wouldn't call that depression from him. I would just call that him... Those are real fears from somebody his age, you know? Like, that's just what they go through. At somebody probably 10 years earlier, at 19 or 20 or something like that, they probably have a whole set of different fears. People at that age, they're supposed to be adults. They don't have fears, or people don't perceive them to have average fears like that and stuff like that. And then somebody, especially in his position, you know, where he's well off financially, and you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to
be. But he is
happy,
a comedian,
right?
And he's a comedian as well, so he plays that, especially when he's on Community.
So yeah,
like you know what I mean.
You spend most of your time not being who you are.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be a little scary, most likely. So, I mean, I understand where he's coming from.
I respect that he's addressing his fears. And, like, if you watch his interviews, they're kind of emo, yes. But he's addressing... Yeah, they're very emo. But he's addressing fears that I think everybody has on some level very publicly. And I don't think enough, especially people in the rap game, don't... You know, they fake that bravado, that confidence.
Braggadocio.
You tell that to Kanye West.
Exactly.
Kanye West is a different story, though.
He's not human.
Exactly.
And you know, Kanye has to on some level. He believes he's a god. He has to on some level.
And he's just crazy or stupid.
He is the second black person of fame that I have heard, like, really believe that.
Who is the first?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, well, he was, right?
Well, when he was fighting, what was it, Joe Frazier, I think?
Got his ass kicked.
And I saw the interview where they did with Joe. Joe was like, he was punching him, and Ali was like, you know, you can't win. I'm a god. And he was like, God, you're in the wrong place today.
he popped him one.
Yeah, gave him one. So I was like, that hubris that those people have is just insane.
I have a feeling God wouldn't dress like that.
Yeah, that was my favorite line in the Avengers from Cap. That's so Captain America. Like, yeah, it is. So awesome.
We can just wrap up the PlayStation stuff. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, features high next gen level box technology. That was actually kind of funny.
Oh, Kojima.
It was very comical. Did you
is it going to be real mud like FIFA?
Did you guys see this?
Advanced box physics.
He's got the box on him like classic Snake, but then now he can put stickers on the outside of it.
Did he put a pretty lady?
He did.
And it confused one of the gods?
Yes, it did.
No, Jay Willikers. How could you believe that could happen?
I was thinking, like, what are they called when there's like different cities and countries on the box that are being shipped different places?
Postage?
I thought that's what you meant.
No. Like, way China, more basic.
Boom, on the side of the box.
On one, he put like a decoy soldier. Yeah. You know, in a salute thing, and then the other one was this bikini model.
How does that confuse
the guards run up and they want to see the boobies?
Have you not played Metal Gear?
I've played the GameCube Twin Snakes, and that's it.
You didn't find the porno mag and then put it on the ground and catch a guard with it? Oh, you can do that. That's been in every game. That's the joke.
A porno mag.
Well, as opposed or to a swimsuit sticker. Mag. I don't know.
Or as opposed to a sticker.
Yeah, it's Benny Hill stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll tell you, it's not highbrow. It looks high box.
Yeah, it did look fun.
Lowbrow. Sorry, that's the bar I went to. I don't know why that.
I love lowbrow. I've heard lowbrow is the worst.
I had their
fries. Get it bratwurst.
Sorry. Wow, it's terrible.
Bratwurst.
That's so terrible.
That's their joke. Not
continue
mine.
On. I'm sorry. I
guess you're throwing
reason,
off the show.
That came to me from like nowhere. I don't know why. I was telling somebody about a bar I went to, and I.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Lowbrow, everybody.
Infamous First Light trailer hones on Fetch's superpowers.
Sweet.
It was a cool trailer.
Sweet. It was.
Very cool trailer. Little Big Planet focuses on user-created content. So it looks like they're really taking that.
Whoa. Wait. Yeah. No. Wait, what game was this?
This is Little Big Planet. So they're stepping outside.
That's not what anyone would expect from the third one of that series.
Yeah.
Hey, they're really doing it this time.
Are they really doing it?
They're really doing it.
There are no levels when you actually buy the game.
Exactly.
You gotta make them all
boom.
Yourself.
You're buying just blue, didn't it?
Project Spark?
Yeah.
Never purchasing that.
As soon as you press the X button, you just Sackboy drops into a white screen.
There's a white screen. Yeah. Make something.
You start with a paintbrush, and you got to do everything else yourself.
Paid $70 for this game.
Now we can move on to the main event. Wow. The real deal.
Are you really calling Microsoft the main event?
Microsoft Gamescom press conference 2014 recap.
Somebody needs to stop Johnson.
I told you, voice
over
of
there.
Insanity.
The Xbox One introduces digital pre-orders and pre-downloads this fall.
Thank you. GameStop. That's your GameStop
app. Did you
know
that they've actually seen a downturn in pre-orders this last year?
Really?
Yes.
Because nobody gives
Thank
a shit about
God
them anymore.
I'm so happy. Pre-orders are the death of the industry.
I hate pre-order exclusive content.
That's what
I'm
talking
about. Then yes, you're correct there. But when it's a game that nobody really knows about, but then I get 50 people in there that are the...
FIFA.
Exactly.
That's the biggest example.
When I get half of
I don't
Mexico
care about,
that walks
so
into the store and
the
says...
The issue is that's not a thing anymore.
Is it
as
not?
As we have the internet.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
You haven't worked at Northgate in a long time.
No, they can
neither
go to,
have I.
They can go to the library and download it there. No,
you haven't been in the hood. They don't go to the
library. I know. But that's what people always say to do.
You sounded so disappointed when you just said that.
We built it for them.
The only reason pre-orders make sense is if it is that rare game that GameStop's only going to get one or two of because it's not big in that area. That makes sense. But when you're starting to make pre-ordering your main strategy in selling the game...
Well, not only main strategy, but creating this really weird content rivalry situation... It's so fake. It's so false.
Am I going to go to Best Buy or am I going to go to Walmart?
And it's stuff that will be released later.
It's always available later.
When they very first started doing that, no one really knew they were going to do that per se. And then they did, so everyone was kind of relieved. But you end up spending more money later on it. And it's content that really either changes the game in a bad way, potentially, or is cut from the game, which is just so schwancy. So bad.
What's schwancy? Yeah, I don't know what
schwantz. Look it up. It's a Yiddish word. It's good. So
There's a white Xbox One. Finally.
We get
a white Xbox One.
Wow.
For Sunset Overdrive.
I feel like I'm not going to search for contraband.
Would you just shoot the black Xbox? Is that what you're gonna do?
Limited edition.
Too soon, Aaron.
One terabyte Call of Duty Advanced Warfare themed Xbox One. You know, I love the idea that it's going to be 1 terabyte and the new Call of Duty looks like they're going to turn the ship around. However, it's so ugly.
Really?
Is it ugly?
On this one? Yeah, it's just an ugly console. It's like, I love Halo. I love Halo so much. But that one Halo 3 edition, maybe?
Oh.
The green one with like the orange on it and shit?
That one was cool.
Which one are you talking about? That metallic orange on there? That was ugly.
That was cool because it had the
sound. It was like a metal creamsicle.
Are you talking about the Halo Slim one? That blue one that they released?
The purpley blue one that looked like trash garbage?
I don't know. Halo's had a bad
All of the designs were pretty much crap except for the black one.
That's how I feel about this Call of Duty one. But
even the faceplates.
The 1 terabyte. that's intriguing.
Definitely the faceplate.
We had like a Hawaii themed faceplate. That sat and collected dust for the longest.
I remember
Did we get rid of that or we actually sell it? I feel like we actually sold it. I feel like we got, like, whoever sold it actually got the high five from the whole store. You did it, kid!
Some guy bought it.
That's so bad.
You're free from the curse now.
Some guy came
Final
in.
Countdown was playing in the background.
He was wearing a fanny pack. Probably had a Hawaiian t-shirt on.
He smelled a little off.
A mustache.
Yeah. Well, not a real one.
Fake mustache.
Well, no, like, it doesn't really grow in right.
Yeah, you know. And a visor, like for golf.
A foam visor.
Wow. With the hair.
Sandals and socks.
With the fake hair, yeah. Europe receives a FIFA 15 Xbox One console, which means nothing.
Yeah, Europe, go.
And what'd you say? It's a go!
Oh my god, there's a freaking commercial that does that. So irritating.
Oh, I know exactly which one. All right, Alex, you're never coming back.
The one where, Dad, I finished my homework. And then he just says, go for like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to kick him in the shin every single time.
I'm okay with that.
I actually need to pick up FIFA 15 when it comes out.
I do too.
On what?
Missing
Aaron?
Pro players.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Are you guys
going to
pre-order it?
That is the problem. I don't know what I want to get it on. Pre-order for Pele. Did you see that they used Pele's picture in that game of him like
coming out of the hot tub?
Yeah, him in the hot tub. They just clipped his head off and then put it on a jersey and was like, that's the picture we're gonna use.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Serious.
Oh. It's in the game.
You can find the picture of the original picture of Pele like in a hot tub with some girls.
With the ladies, yeah.
And then that's the exact picture they use for his
Is it a good Photoshop though?
Yeah. It's actually done very well.
I respect the art, but not this situation.
Quantum Break coming in 2015. Below receives 2015 release window.
Below me.
Goat Simulator coming to the Xbox One along with Smite.
That's the real coup.
The real coup is Smite.
Goat Simulator. That sold over 1 million copies, by the way. There originally was a fake game, Goat Simulator. They're like, yeah, whatever, we made this thing. And people are like, I would buy that. It sold over 1 million copies.
The current version.
It's just about the amount of things you could do in that game, right?
It's like a Goat Simulator. Yeah. It's sandbox, it's fun, it's kooky.
Yeah, I've watched videos on it. It looks hysterical,
it's funny.
Actually.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Like, whenever he runs into a wall, it kind of breaks his neck.
Mm-hmm. Take your word for it.
The ragdoll physics is what really...
Yeah, you run into anything and it'll fly. Yeah,
it was just too... It was too zany for me. I mean, for what it was...
You don't like zany, wacky hijinks?
I'm not into zacky...
Zacky, whiny hijinks.
Zacky, crazy, inflatable tube man?
But you know, if that's your thing, cool.
Don't breeze over Smite, sir.
Now,
Smite.
No, I don't want to. I want to say, why haven't I seen any Aaron Carter articles about this?
I'm writing one of things I want in this one. Somebody already took the article of announcing it.
So someone is a real Smite fan.
Wow, because I couldn't hurry up and get it before somebody that's actually at GamesCon actually got the article before I did.
Excuses, that's all here.
But yeah, I'm putting up an article. I'm actually working on it right now of things that I want in the console version that would get me to switch over from console or from PC to console.
What are, give us some spoilers.
Little
here.
Tidbit.
For fans of the show, because there's two different audiences. We have the audience of the show, and then I think, I mean, there's crossover, of course, but our articles are a few. So the
speaking of crossover, that's one.
What do you want?
Some crossover play.
You want cross-platform.
Because with the game that I play on the PC, I'm already playing with a controller, and I seem to do just fine against anybody with a mouse and keyboard. It's the same type of thing. So it's not graphically heavy.
The only thing I can think of is menu navigation.
They have auto buy though. I use auto buy on the whole,
but yeah, okay, I guess.
Yeah, so I
mean, one thing about auto buy though, it's you always have to change that shit.
Yeah, you do. You definitely do. You can't get into that rhythm,
but you can, like, when you're dead sort of thing, you can change auto buy.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Well,
like
the
that.
Thing is about auto buy in that game is once you turn it off, it's off. So if you have to stop it like into your third item, the last two items won't build. You have to build them yourself.
I really have to see how they streamline the menus, the shop in that. But yeah, cross platform. If I can play with people on my, if I can play with people on PC, I'm back in.
I think that one actually would do well with cross platform play.
I'd love to see League of Legends go to consoles. Honestly,
I don't think
why
that
would.
Would
you say such
see,
a silly
I don't think
thing.
That would. I don't think that would fit because Smite,
I don't
like
know.
I said, Smite is
Smite
the third
is the
person.
Third person.
Yeah,
that's
so
why
it feels like a
and
console
it's like
game.
Aiming and it is very console feel.
Yeah,
and not in a bad way. I'm actually saying that
and
not in a bad way.
League of Legends is not.
No, nope,
League of Legends
point
is
and
a,
click. It's yes. Warcraft 3.
Yes.
But yeah, moving forward, right along to the next thing. Frontier announces Scream Ride for Xbox platforms.
Nice.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is exclusive to the Xbox One, which we announced. And even that was a little... They got grilled a lot. Phil Spencer got grilled. Yeah, Phil Spencer got grilled on this one. And it did come out that it is a timed exclusive.
Told you.
Of course it is.
Everything's a timed exclusive.
Everything
but
is a timed
exclusive.
But he was being
real...
Cagey.
Like, they were saying...
Wait,
so why didn't you guys...
For the minorities in the room, what is cagey?
Real cagey.
Yeah, like a cagey veteran.
Yeah, like a cagey veteran.
Noel, what's cagey?
I have no
exactly.
idea.
Exactly.
You
so
really
again,
don't know it? Is
so
this a white
again,
people thing?
For the minorities in the room...
Well, because
the
like,
Mexican and the black guy.
Well, that's right, you are actually the minorities right now.
To me, it's a basketball. It's a basketball term. I mean, they use it in basketball. Like, all the black players are explosive. And all the white players are, like, crafty and cagey.
What?
Yeah.
What KG basketball do you watch?
Because in minority terms, all the black players are good. All the white players,
they gotta
not
be
so
tricky.
Much.
They gotta be tricky.
When they're good, it's because
even
they're
the
tricky.
European players
they're
are better
shooters.
Than the white players.
They gave, yeah, I was gonna say, they gave you guys a three-point line.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
That LeBron, he is explosive. He is explosive.
So when you say he was cagey about this Tomb Raider,
was
he was
he
kind
really?
Of just dodging, like,
he was dodging questions.
Like they were saying, like, why
didn't
you
just say
announce?
Dodgy
or evasive?
Whatever.
There you go.
Cagey means those things in questionnaires.
Yeah.
Cagey means those things
I'm
in cockination.
I'm expanding your vocabulary, sir.
But evasive still sounds better, and it actually
okay.
is a word.
Yeah, exactly.
Cagey is a word. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up
look
right
up.
Now.
Look it up in
this
the dictionary.
Is what the show devolves
if it says
into.
Something like being in a cage.
If you know what the hell we're talking about, hashtag cagey.
I'm about to
hashtag cagey.
They're asking, like, why didn't you guys just say it was timed exclusive? And Phil was like, well, it's not my job to promote other consoles.
Right. That's the thing is there's no reason he would say that.
Yeah, there's no reason.
There's no reason for him to say it.
They asked him, like, how much did you pay? He was like, well, we never talk about that. So why are we going to talk about it now? That's between us and them. And the big thing, though, to take away from it, from my perspective, is because it's a timed exclusive, it's not coming to PlayStation. You heard it here first. It's not coming to PlayStation.
Yeah, it is.
He compared the deal. They said, you know, what can you compare this? He said, it's just like the contract we have with Dead Rising and what's the other one he specifically named? Dead Rising and another game that never went to PlayStation. Rise. So they're timed exclusives for quite some time, and then we'll go to PC. I don't think they're going to PlayStation.
Yeah, I think they will.
I think they will.
I don't think so.
You know why? Because money rules that world.
Yeah. So if Sony, if Sony wants Tomb Raider back, they'll get Tomb Raider back.
If they wanted to, if they feel like it will gain some type of, you know, a massive amount of profit.
If they start hearing uproar and people wanting the game, they'll get it back.
Here's my impression of Sony, and you guys have to agree. Come on, you guys have to agree with me.
Better be an Asian voice impression.
Sony is so drinking their own Kool-Aid right now. They've been winning the console
suicide?
War.
Seppuku?
They've been winning the console war handily. And now they're starting to get reckless. They're starting to make bad decisions. The whole thing.
But they can.
No, they can't.
Why can't they?
They can. Physically, they can. But it's not going to help them. It's not like the console war is close to being over. We're only a year into this bad boy. Not even. Like, people are just getting into the game. And now they're starting to make these big mistakes. They think PlayStation Now is so superior that they're not going to offer other services like EA Access yet. They don't care about Tomb Raider at this point. They're so confident in Uncharted.
Well, it's not necessarily they don't care. It's that even if they lost the deal. So say they were brought the deal. I believe that they would say, well, all right, we need to make something to counter that on our own terms because we lost that deal. We're not going to lament it. We're not going to focus on it. We're going to focus on what we can do to fix that.
But we can agree if they wanted it enough, they would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You don't think so?
You are wrong.
I don't think they would be able to get it if they wanted it enough.
They can get anything. Those two companies right now can get any franchise they wanted to. If they decided.
You mean exclusive?
Exclusive? No, I just meant on their console.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, I fully believe that.
Money rules everything.
I think they would have sold the farm on it.
If they don't own the company, if Microsoft like owns Rare, then yeah, Sony can get whatever the hell they want.
I think that Sony is just getting a little reckless. I think we're starting to see the beginning of a downturn. I think they're going to be a little too
into
themselves.
The beginning of the PS3 all over again?
I think so. I really think that. I mean, yes, PlayStation Now is cool, and you should offer that as a service, but you should also have made an attempt to get EA Access. You know that they passed on it. They said this isn't good enough. They needed to get that.
This is a very foggy console war, I would say. There's no clear forerunner. Like, there's nobody in the lead.
The Wii U.
Yes. My hat's in the ring.
Super Smash Brothers.
And I think it's going to be that way for another year because I don't see anything next year that's going to be like somebody has to come out with like some really crazy.
They're not going to kill each other. They need each other.
Yeah, they're both going to stay at that same level. They're both going to come out with some type of news each. Oh, we're doing this big or we're doing this well, but I don't think they're like leading. I think they're both going to come out with positive stuff about their consoles.
I think for each one that takes a step forward, the other one might fall behind on that aspect, but they take a step forward in another aspect, and they're just going to keep focusing on different things, but they'll still all be at the same point at the end of it all.
And it might be just the end of console wars, this console war, because it might end the whole cycle in a tie to where the next
PC would be best.
It might end.
I can sell that.
Well, yeah, see? It might just be the war to end all wars right there.
We can move forward to...
Can we move forward?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of multiplayer stuff. Did you guys get to see the multiplayer of Destiny yet?
No.
See, I've been so focused on Destiny, the game and the
turns co-op. Out I don't have to watch any of it. I can just listen to you.
We're talking about like just versus Deathmatch.
Yeah,
they have that.
I don't care about the Destiny beta. You can play it.
I don't even care about that.
You don't care about that?
No.
Why?
My whole interest in Destiny was the co-op aspect and the questing as a team and stuff like that, because I don't think games emphasize enough on that type of thing. They put that in there and it's very easy, most likely, to program to have co-op. You know, because you're just taking single player and throwing somebody else online with you.
Destiny versus Halo in the multiplayer space of gaming is going to be very interesting to me, because you have Bungie, who revolutionized, in my opinion, multiplayer online.
Revolutionized.
Halo was the biggest.
Halo was the first.
Before Call of Duty, yeah, it was the first.
Halo was really big for consoles.
Wait, yeah, okay, thank you. I was going to say, you're talking for consoles,
okay,
right?
We can go.
I mean, we can talk about...
I'm a console guy. I've played Unreal
I'm a console
Halo
guy,
Unreal Tournament?
But Halo was... Okay, Halo Counter-Strike? Was Halo was better than both of those.
Okay, but no, this is what I'm saying. I'm a console player.
You wound me, sir.
He's having a hard time.
I'm dying.
I am a console player. But I will give it up that the PC has been doing online shooting.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I overspoke for the consoles. No, yes. And
voice
and
of insanity.
And bringing first person shooters to
it did.
Excuse me. Hold on. Let him finish. I want to hear that. First person shooters to what?
To the bulk of the population.
You've lost your mind.
Console gaming is more popular than PC gaming at that time.
Right? I'm sorry. Did GoldenEye just do nothing for the franchise?
Perfect Dark.
Yeah. Perfect Dark.
That was couch co-op. I'm talking
about
online.
Thing,
no, but it was still first-person shooting.
Just separated
competitive
it.
Multiplayer.
Okay, yeah, but at first you separated.
You're refining his argument. It's fine. He's finally got it. It brought the online multiplayer first-person shooter to the console.
Yeah,
that's
100%.
That's 100%
true. There we go.
But did that not spawn the rest of it as well? Like, that was one of the forerunners.
It did, but that was...
And it did it incredibly well. I will agree with that.
And I'm saying that's Bungie. And Bungie has their chance to do it again with Destiny. At the same time, you have Halo, the new Halo coming out, which is a rehash of Bungie's pinnacle of multiplayer online Halo 2.
Mm.
So you have someone rehashing what Bungie already made famous, and then Bungie's take on the next generation. I'm really interested to see which one's better.
To me, after playing Destiny, because, you know, the beta went live on Xbox 360 and all that crap, and they, for a little bit, they did the multiplayer. You were allowed to play the multiplayer. And one thing that I will say was awesome is the multiplayer that they allowed for a little while that gave you actual rewards towards the game's release was pretty cool, because it took your level from your single-player game, took all the skills you already had on there, your equipment and everything, and threw you into the multiplayer with that. Ooh. So you actually played with your single-player character, so everything you did with your single-player character, the weapons you had, the armor, everything was included in that multiplayer. So I was like a level 6 player going into this multiplayer game with like level 10s, level 11s. Their skills were far greater than mine.
So isn't the multiplayer kind of...
Yeah, were they wrecking you?
Skewed?
No. No, so because it still has skill. Like, you actually got to be a good aimer if you're a sniper. Or
so
you
then
do
where
this
is this revolution?
It's the actual fact that, you know, each class has their own different skills, like the warlock class and the assassin class and all that crap. It's just how well you use those skills in the actual fighting.
I still don't understand where is this.
No, I'm saying that's I thought was going to be. That's what I think. Unless Halo does some shit like that, I think Destiny
reskin
will be
it. Call Battlefield, and people have different skills there. Medics, you know, assault snipers.
Yeah,
that's
but
the same.
I'm talking about the actual in single player to get those perks, and there's more customization.
That's understandable. Yeah, but
no, but
it seemed like it.
What I'm trying to say,
if he was level 6 and he was doing just as fine as a level 10,
well,
then what's the purpose?
No,
of
there's also,
that?
But there was also players that there's the abilities that the characters have that also make a difference. That's why I was doing okay. I wasn't doing as well as these other players though.
So then it really seems like it's kind of just...
Because,
like, think about how we played FIFA the first time we played online together on a team. And people can take their offline character and throw them online. So they can raise all their stats and do all that stuff.
The difference is, though, from what I was reading and heard, is that you're going to get matched up with levels of that skill level. So if your guy is level 60, you're not going to play against level 11s. You're going to play against level 60 players. Okay. Everything you've farmed up, everything you've earned and bought in... geared your character to be will be that in those specific modes.
Yeah, that was the thing too, that kind of went away
in FIFA
in the shooters. I remember Halo 2 was all about your rank and being matched up with your rank, and I remember being kind of like people being outraged and stuff when they went away from that and went to the Call of Duty where everybody pretty much plays with everybody.
So then what I'm still trying to figure out what's new, what do you think
I don't know. Bungie always made interesting game modes. I'm hoping the game modes are good. I'm just hoping
it's got to be game modes, because I mean, with multiplayer shooters, it's kind of been the same.
I feel like it's like getting a Coca-Cola. You're like, this is really good, and then getting vanilla syrup in it. Like, this is really good, and it tastes like a little bit of vanilla. Like, that's their twist on it, is slightly different flavor, extra on top. Like,
what?
It's
Corey
not,
over here was saying that, well, this is going to be the next revolution of...
We've heard
Corey before.
Bungie is amazing.
All I was saying is that this is the modes that incorporate that, because there's different modes that allow it, the single player progress into the multiplayer, and then there's the ones that take that all away and it's just
straight up. Pick your class and shoot.
I think that them doing that is pretty cool, because it makes sure that all the time you put into the single player accounts for something when you decide to jump into the multiplayer. All the work you put into it, every grind session you had, everything you did to get these weapons and armor actually count. Instead of just once you jump into the multiplayer, it's gone.
And unless you don't do any of that and just jump into the multiplayer where it doesn't matter, and then you can laugh at the person who grinded all day for something that
it just adds to the game.
It does add a different flavor.
It is cool,
like a vanilla syrup.
Back in the day, like I think it was the Halo 3 days.
Back in Halo 3,
there was a system where you'd play the game, get points, and buy armors. And part of it was like having cool armor, and if someone had like the pestilence thing or the lightning thing, you'd be like, "Oh man, that person grinded pretty hard. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool." I'm assuming the Destiny thing, even if the armor's points all just go to level to make the game fair on multiplayer, mm-hmm. I'd be cool with that as long as I get to be flossing.
Did you play the best Destiny beta at all?
I played the...
Well, I mean, of course, the armors all have different values as well. So, I mean... And then I'm assuming later on in the game, there's going to be specific armors for specific classes that do different things. So, that's where I want to see is the uniqueness of every different build and stuff like that as well.
So, like, WoW Arena stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That did well, right?
I never paid attention to WoW, so I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It did all right.
You know, it did all right, right? Hey, everybody?
All right, next story.
Surprise! That mysterious new Dragon Ball Z character is you.
Yeah.
What?
Remember we were talking about it, but I thought it was a character that was already pre-made. So I found this article today saying you actually make your own character.
Character creation in Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Do my eyes have to look stupid like that?
What do you mean, like Asian eyes? Don't be racist.
Wow.
Jeez.
Gosh.
Look at the racism from the white guy over there.
Didn't we just talk about this earlier in the show? Good lord.
You know what I mean. The big stupid anime eyes.
Yes.
Yes, you do have to have those
it's
eyes.
It's probably going to be styled after Akira Toriyama, right?
Yes, all of the characters.
So that it's going to look like that.
I saw a female version of Majin Buu. Pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Jiggle physics?
Not.
I did not see those Jizzle are... Fit. Jizzle
Fit. I think you did see Jizzle Physics.
I think that's a Steven term.
Yes, he did coin that phrase.
We'll give him his props, even though he's not here.
Wow.
Customize an
Earthling. Oh, you get to choose?
Majin, yes. Namekian.
Yeah, Namekian.
Those are just the three listed so far. And then you can be summoned to the in-game hub of Tokitoki City to be guided through Dragon Ball history by one Mr. Trunks. Why didn't they use Mr. Popo?
Well, I wonder.
Yeah. He's purple now, so it's okay.
I know, right? Yeah, he is purple. They made him purple. They back...
You know, they did that same thing to the Pokemon Jinx as well.
They had to.
Yeah, they had
She's
to.
She's purple.
Because Nicki Minaj just got so upset.
She did. Why'd she bite my style?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys seen that new Nicki Minaj album cover?
No, but I'm Googling it now.
Yeah, Google that.
Are there clothes?
Not many.
All right.
Well, I'm definitely Googling it.
Her butt's fake, right?
It's gotta be, because it is.
Is it grabbable? Then it's real.
That only works so far.
Tangible.
It only works so far.
Kojima talks about Silent Hill's reveal and how he wants to terrify the poo-poo out of you.
So, have you seen...
Mr. Poo-poo?
Have you seen his, what do they call it? The playable trailer or the playable teaser? PT?
I've watched people play it.
Yeah, that's freaky as crap.
Yeah, the direction they took it.
Yeah, that's very... But see, now the problem is... It's only on rails, so you can only go forward. And you could look around the environment, but that, you know, whatever. So it's on rails. And when I first saw it, I thought it wasn't on rails. And I was like, these are the best graphics in gaming, hands down, like anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It looked beautiful, and the full aesthetic where it's kind of like real first person, I guess.
Yes, it was very creepy. And I don't know. I was hoping that, but see, now my expectations are at like really high for that, and I bet you it's not going to come nowhere near that. It was like the first reveal of the PS3. You guys remember that? Whenever they showed Killzone, the Killzone trailer.
Yeah.
And it was like the graphics looked amazing, and everybody was like, oh, crap. And they were like, this is gameplay, everybody. And then they showed like the actual guy walking with a gun, and he was on like a fly ship or whatever. And then when the actual Killzone came out, and we saw what actual gameplay looked like, it kind of was like, it looks good, but not like how you guys portrayed it before.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's what Silent Hill is probably still going to be a scary one. Kojima, you know, he's...
Well, it's Kojima and then Guillermo del Toro
is...
And he's something... a man who actually truly likes those...
Yes.
And truly likes, like, the real true heart of it, which is good. I think he does horror. He knows horror.
He knows horrors. He's good.
Wow. All right. Well, does he know horrors?
A couple of them.
Probably.
Does he know Christy Mack?
Wow.
Too what? Soon, what? Man.
Come on.
You and the too soon.
Callbacks.
Wow.
Kojima mused that he underestimated his fans, but calls his interactive teaser reveal a success. Kojima wanted people all over the world to unite through the internet and solve the puzzle with his big reward, the Silent Hill announcement.
Yeah, it was a puzzle. I liked it.
Is this the one that's going to star Norman Reedus?
Yep.
Okay. I don't feel like I can be scared knowing that I'm playing as Norman Reedus.
If you have a crossbow, then no. But
it's a true Silent Hill game.
He's immortal.
You're not going to have crap.
I don't know. I feel like with him, I've seen him kill so many zombies.
I'm a little upset because I thought the trend of putting actual actors into video games was going to blow up a little bit more than it did back when PlayStation 2 had Onimusha and they had
Jean Reno
in it. I thought because that the facial features for the technology was good, was
dead on,
and the game was decent.
For reals though, it was really close.
So I thought we were gonna be like, oh cool, everybody's gonna start doing that, but we don't get as many as
there's only okay what two games, that. L.A. Noire and
L.A. Noire, yeah. But L.A. Noire was kind of...
Well, they were more
they
into...
They had Mac Partman.
Yeah, they had Mac Partman in there. And I remember interrogating him, and it was just like the most...
I think it pays off, though. Like, what about the dude we saw at E3, Starkiller? That was a good one.
Who was that again?
I don't know his name, but, I mean, he was a name, and he did well.
What was the one with the what's-her-face in it that did absolutely terribly? Yeah.
Beyond Two Souls?
Yeah, that one.
Last of Us.
That game came out?
No.
No, don't tell me that... You're talking.
Well, all right, troll.
that game didn't come out though, did it?
Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond Two Souls.
Yes, it did.
My gosh.
Yeah, it came out.
That and
it
came was and went.
Apparently, it was awful.
Because it was it clearly Scott Page hear, and it came out. What's his? What the fuck is the dude's name?
Oh, Green Goblin.
Yeah,
that's his name. That's his name.
Okay.
Green Goblin. Willem Dafoe.
Oh,
there
you go.
It was
not
those
not
guys.
To be confused with Willem Dafriend.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it could be. I like it. In the new Call of Duty, we got the spaceman.
Yeah, put Kevin Spacey. Yeah, you're not gonna play as Kevin Spacey though. That would just be awesome.
That's kind of the thing is not, like you don't have because if you're playing as them, you're not gonna look at them a lot. I mean, you're not.
But
I mean,
you
could hear his heavy breathing.
I guess to have full. If they had a full cast of actors that were in a video game, say the cast of Left 4 Dead was just all.
Actual actors.
That would ruin everything.
Uncle Phil is the big...
he was!
The coach.
I thought he already
I'd
was.
Rather have them inspired by.
Really?
Okay. Because you get to make the connection, and you get to create these new stories about new characters, and they do new different things that you wouldn't expect the actor to do or
sometimes
or
it can be distracting, too.
Yeah, it's distracting, because...
I got to IMDb this guy in the middle of the game. Let me pause it.
Yeah.
No, who the hell does
no,
that?
No, but honestly, it carries all of the previous thoughts you've had about that person or what they've done previously. So, like, you're not thinking about them in the actual thing they're in. You're thinking about them what they were last
time. Yeah,
so
like, what like if in it was Silent that, Hill, like what I said in Silent Hill. Like, seriously, it will make me a little less scared knowing that I'm a
that
badass
you're
zombie killer. Yeah.
Well, that's just a testament to how good their acting is.
Yeah, it is. Well,
so
one,
if they're acting,
how one-dimensional they are.
So, yeah,
you can
all
take
right,
it either
then.
Way.
So then if they're not, you know, if they're not portraying this new character in Silent Hill and they're portraying him as...
Then they got to ruin your entire game.
So then that's on the
instead
actor.
Of just making someone new that's fake and not having that issue.
If they wrote the character for that, like, oh, this is supposed to be that type of character. What's his name? Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl.
If this is a Daryl type of character.
Daryl Dixon.
Then okay. But if this is a full, you know, somebody else. This is, you know, Steve Johnson Nader or whatever.
Johnson Nader III.
Steve Johnson Nader III.
Let you name any of my children.
But you still, but you still feel that this is Daryl, then yeah, that's a bad freaking actor, I think. So I don't know.
Well, we got Bang Bites, ladies and gentlemen, to close out the show.
To close out the show, I do see the Nicki Minaj album cover, and yes.
Any thoughts? Can you show us around the room?
How'd you click off of it?
I didn't click off of it. They have the Google shot where it replaces the two O's.
I will supply the O's.
With an anatomy.
Well, wait, no. I will make her supply the O's. There we go.
Wow. But yes, Nicki Minaj, everybody. Go pick up the album, Anaconda.
Not safe for work, ladies and gentlemen. Not safe for work.
FW.
Blizzard honors Robin Williams by adding him to the World of Warcraft.
Nice of them.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, how about
good.
They honor everybody who died in Ferguson?
They won't.
Wow, you were petulant about that. No, that's too big of a social issue to tackle anyways.
Yeah, so did they say how this is going to happen? Are they going to put like an
in-game NPC from whatever?
Yeah, probably
just an NPC.
Because then they did that for a developer, right? They did that for a developer that died during the process of making the game. They put something in there for him as well.
Smite coming to the Xbox One. Wow, you really just wanted to oversaturate the show with Smite.
So Smite is coming to the Xbox One, everybody.
They know.
And it's going to be amazing.
Nobody gives a shit.
You know, actually, the only way I can see it actually not being amazing is heavenly? Is if they, like, don't put the same amount of gods in it and they just, you know.
If they do it with Smite Lite, kind of like they did with Minecraft.
Oh, like Pocket Edition.
The only thing I can really think of is how they did Dungeon Fighter in Xbox 360.
Surgeon Simulator getting virtual reality support soon.
Good.
That game really took off.
That's the one thing that game needed.
It is, actually. I think that's a true statement.
Obsidian.
Haptic feedback would have been good, too.
Every time I think of haptic feedback, I go to a picture I saw on the internet of a guy rubbing his nipples.
Next door.
That's not anyone's fault but your own.
I hate haptic. I hate that word, haptic, now. Let's see. Obsidian confirms development of Pathfinder game.
Ooh. Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
Obsidian. I love.
You don't like Pathfinder?
You know, maybe.
It's apparently a fixed D&D 3.5, right?
I have more interest knowing if Obsidian's tied to it.
Well, that's the thing is they've done things with D&D rule sets before, though.
Oh, okay.
Successfully.
Mm.
Right?
So there you go.
Yeah.
There you have it.
They can do it. I believe in them.
Now you're informed. Dota 2 tournament to take place in NYC.
Is that news?
Yeah, I guess.
Not in this
one. Dota 2 tournaments take place all over the world?
Well, wow, that one didn't make the cover. Miley Cyrus as Anaconda cover. For Nicki Minaj, everybody.
Is that shopped? Or
that is so terrible.
Is that shopped?
Since you can't see it, I'm sorry, people. White booty is what we're going to call that.
Don't get mad at it.
So terrible.
It's rare.
It's definitely shopped.
definitely shopped. Super shopped.
Next story.
Oh, this is big. Whoa, why didn't we cover this at the top of the show? Jackie Chan waiting for a quality Rush Hour 4 script.
Yeah, I sent him a couple. And he
hasn't gotten back to it yet.
No.
He politely declined.
Because I wanted to change Chris Tucker for freaking Ice Cube, and he got all upset. And I was like, look, Jackie, Ice Cube's hot right now. All right? Let's get him in there. Buddy Cop movie number 3.
What if you make double Buddy
Cop?
You
seem like Adam
and
George Lucas
and
now.
Rush Hour.
That might work, but then I don't know. I don't want to
Rush Hour head on collision.
I might want another Asian in there, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
Jet Li, maybe. Yeah, he's not funny. Yeah,
that's fine.
What could he possibly be waiting for? I mean, didn't they kind of seal that story up? They've made every joke they could. They put him in the hood, and then they took them to Hong Kong. And
what if? What if he touches his radio?
They did that. Shit.
Well, they could do it again.
You know, and
he
that'll probably,
radio
unfortunately,
again.
And you know they will, and you know that'll be the funniest part of the movie.
They usually do that with the third iterations of the movie. They roll back to
especially ones that are
originals.
Like way removed. Like, yeah. Hey, remember we made that joke?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Anchorman 2 was that for me.
Really?
The only thing funny about Anchorman 2 was the things they rehashed from Anchorman 1.
The elongated fight scene in the park with
every oh my god, that was the best scene ever.
It was alright.
Yeah. I love that
I've seen it before somewhere. Aquaman movie nets two screenwriters
and a star.
So yeah, see what it did there?
They got a star, though, too.
Sounds like a whale of a tale.
Nobody cares.
Jason Momoa.
Nobody cares.
Jason Momoa.
The hell is that?
He played Dothraki. The main Dothraki guy from
Game of Drogo?
Died of infection?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have any ass cut.
Terrible way to go out. They're all like, they built this badass war. Did you ever see Game of Thrones or read it, at least?
No.
They built this awesome character, Khal Drogo, like a barbarian dude, the most feared warrior. He's supposed to lead his army across and take over the world, and he dies of a little cut infection on his chest.
Small cut.
Yeah, just like War of the Worlds. Anyways, moving on to the next part.
He wants to get to the next
story. Are you trying to jump stories?
Yeah.
Okay, first Destiny expansion launches in December.
That's what you wanted? Cool.
No.
Okay, what was
maybe he's looking for this one. PlayStation 4 to install base in the install base tops 10 million.
They're winning. No, that's actually not the one I wanted.
Okay, what are we looking at?
This little one in the middle that's not in all caps. It says Marvel reportedly moving forward with Inhumans movie.
Yes.
That's to be expected. I mean,
yeah, it better be.
You think it can do well?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy seems to be doing...
They're closer to home,
but they're different.
They're closer to home.
They're the moon.
Yes. But they're also a tie-in to the outside, and that'll work perfectly with all of the things that they're doing in phase whatever they're
doing. Who do you see as Black Bolt?
I don't see color.
Vin Diesel.
He doesn't have to talk.
Exactly, he doesn't have to talk.
He's already Groot, though. In fact, he said that a lot.
I think it should be Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
I don't know. It's got to be a singer or something who can.
Why?
No.
When he uses
it's
color.
All going to be.
No.
Yeah.
It's not. But that's the thing is, it has to be someone who you could actually watch in the movie never speaking.
Adam Levine.
You know who's going to be?
Who? Who's going to be?
It's going to be freaking Nicolas Cage.
It's going to be May.
Oh, I hope it's Nicolas Cage.
It's going to be Nicolas Cage.
No, he's already Ghost Rider.
It would be an injustice to cast Nick Cage in a Marvel movie where he couldn't speak.
Why would it be an injustice?
I think that's true.
That's the allure.
One of the best things about Nick Cage is listening to him.
You know what? He would probably add dialogue to the character.
He'd yell everything.
That's wrong.
He'd be like, I learned how to talk without destroying stuff.
Now put the bunny
back in the box. I did it.
I don't know. I think it's too serious. I think it'll kind of go...
Too serious?
But I don't think they're as comical. I don't think they have the appeal that Guardians... I don't think it'll do as good as Guardians. I think it'll be great.
I love
the Inhumans. But I don't think
I think
it'll
you
do
need some somber movies to flush out the universe.
I think it'll be more like a Thor. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the show this week. We got a lot done today. Pay attention to what's going on in the world of politics, and we'll see you next
weekend. Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple.
Let me bang, man.
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.